Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SMOOTH at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SMOOTH. Enjoy.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Friday to you. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you're cool. I hope you are smooth. I'm going to be hanging with you for one more. This show, it gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey and you. Yes, you. Everybody listening all over North America. My people hanging out on a Friday night. My people leaving the money, getting to the money, getting ready for the weekend. You enjoying yourself. You relaxing. You doing all of that. I'm here with you. NFL draft is going on. NBA playoffs is going on. I'm going on. You got it going on, too. You want to call me up? You can. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you utilize the internet, you want to go ahead and be safe while you do it. I am on the internet as well. I am at JR Sport Brief. It's at JR Sport Brief, every place on social media. Congratulations to the Dallas Cowboys. They got themselves a defensive end. That's what they did. Marshawn Nealand out of Western Michigan. He is the latest man to join the Dallas Cowboys at pick number 56 here in the second round. Dallas Cowboys, never a team to be shy to get somebody up front, whether it's the offensive line, whether it's the defensive line. And that's the pick that they went with as we are moving towards the back end of the second round. Oh, yeah, time flies when you're having fun, especially the second round when they cut down on the time in between the picks. You know, losing Dorrance Armstrong of this past offseason certainly lends them to getting Marshawn Nealand. Some other notable picks here in the second round of the draft. Chris Jenkins, the son of Chris Jenkins, ends up going to the Bengals out of Michigan. Adonai Mitchell is the newest wide receiver for the Indianapolis Colts. He is selected at number 52 overall. We can go ahead and look at Kool-Aid McKinstry. He's gone from Alabama, the Crimson Tide. He's now a member of the New Orleans Saints. Cooper DeJean from Iowa, the man that said he could beat Caitlin Clark in a basketball game. He's now a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are getting all of the cornerbacks. You might recall in the first round they got Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo. Tavondre Sweat is going from Texas to the Titans. Jerzon Newton is now a member of Illinois. Ladd McConkey, he is a member of the Bolts. He's going to the Los Angeles Chargers. And the Buffalo Bills, who basically decided to give themselves the kiss of death by trading down and trading back with the Kansas City Chiefs, they draft Keon Coleman out of Florida State, the wide receiver. And so thank you so much to our guest earlier on in the show to talk about it all. Randy McMichael, former NFL tight end, joined us, now a host here in Atlanta, Georgia. We talked about all the Michael Penix drama. It makes no damn sense to me. And then also thank you to Christopher Parker for joining us from Buffalo afternoons on WGR in Buffalo, New York. And that gift that keeps on giving, the Buffalo Bills. And we're going to find out how big the gift is is when they allowed the Kansas City Chiefs to draft Xavier Worthy, the fastest man in the draft ever. He ran a 4.2 40. And now Patrick Mahomes is going to look up and just say, here, do something with it. And then he's just going to run his little ass down straight into the end zone. Xavier spoke to the media, and he said, man, I knew I was going to be a Chief. Listen to this.
I mean, I've been calling it. I've been saying this since the beginning of the year. I'm going to the Chiefs. And everybody thought the NFL was never going to let the Chiefs get to me. But, I mean, I'm here. So, but, I mean, I'm excited, man, just to be able to play with Pat and, you know, seeing the success that Tyreek Hill had in this offense. I feel like it would be amazing. I mean, everybody's dream is to play with Patrick Mahomes, probably one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So just to be able to play for him, I mean, everybody talks about it. But, I mean, I've been saying it for a while. I'm going to be a Chief. So I just put it in the air. I mean, so now I'm here. It's amazing.
Who wouldn't want to catch passes from Patrick Mahomes? I feel like I could catch a pass from Patrick Mahomes. I catch the pass and I'd hit the dirt because I don't want nobody hitting me. But I could catch a pass. Hickey, could you catch a pass from him, one reception?
Oh, 100%. I don't want to say easily, but 100%.
Name a quarterback who you couldn't catch a pass from. Name one.
Zach Wilson, right over my head.
Damn. Cold-blooded.
Sorry, I had to do it to you.
That's okay. That's cold-blooded. I was going to say Anthony Richardson. Because
he's on the sideline? Hey,
either he's on the sidelines or he's not even going to look to throw you the ball.
Because his arm's in a sling?
His arm is in a sling. He wants to run before he throws. What are the two? Yeah, give it up to the Colts. Adonai Mitchell, they got themselves a solid wide receiver. And this is perfect for him because I think a player at his size, and I'm not trying to be facetious. I'm not joking. But when you're a smaller player, like he operates more like a track star. I think players like that are geared a little bit more to playing inside in warmer weather. And yeah, Indianapolis is cold, but they play inside for the most part. And you think about some of the other cities that he's going to have to go to play in the division, like Jacksonville, they're not cold. It's fine outside. Think about Tennessee, it ain't going to be freezing cold. Like, he's going to be fine playing it. Is it still Lucas Oil? They ain't changed the name yet, Hickey?
They have not. They have not. Same sponsor since it opened.
Yeah, he'll be fine. And then also having Latu on the defense, the Indianapolis Colts were able to pick up two first-round talents in just round one and two. The Philadelphia Eagles pretty much able to do the same. I told you about DeJean and then also Quinyon Mitchell. You got two cornerbacks. That's a spot of need. Keep in mind, the Philadelphia Eagles also added Devin White on defense at the linebacker position, got him from the Buccaneers. Chicago Bears, they didn't have to wait long to get two of their draft picks. Obviously, Caleb Williams going number one. Aroma Dunze ends up going at number nine. And so this draft has been, it's been pretty cool. We know about all the offensive players that were taken. A lot of defenders have now gone here in the second round of the draft. And this has really been enjoyable. I'm looking forward to seeing the conclusion of the draft. And sure, that won't come until tomorrow. But I've enjoyed what we have seen thus far. It's been a fun watch, man. There's a lot of talent. And this is the thing that I love, too. The NFL, for as long and as old as some of these quarterbacks are and are sticking around, there's not this slow introduction. Like, there's not this huge gap between what takes place at college anymore and in what we see at the pros. A lot of the pro game has pretty much lent itself to college. The offenses, the transition period. It's not like, hey, we're going to draft the guy and slowly introduce him. No, they're throwing you right into the fire. When you think about the money that's generated and the money that has to get paid out to these players, there's no more waiting. Everybody wants to get bang for their buck, which leads me again to the Falcons. Like, it is mind-numbing trying to figure out what the hell they did in drafting Michael Penix Jr. Like, we don't know. They give Kirk Cousins money. They've had to suffer at the quarterback position for the past several years. They pay Kirk Cousins as the guy who will fix that. And then they trade a quarterback who they hope to succeed Kirk Cousins? Like, hey, you're taking off Kirk Cousins. And who cares because you're paying him money? I guess that's the approach. But then you kind of shortchange yourself in defense in something that you haven't had somebody to actually go out there and get a sack consistently in years. And so good on the Falcons. In the second round of the draft, they certainly did go out to Clemson and get Rook or Rojoro at the defensive tackle position to line up on the inside with Grady Jarrett. But come on, man, they don't have the upside of someone like a Jared Verse or a Dallas Turner. It's like the Falcons were shell-shocked at the quarterback play that they've had over the past few years, and it's like they overreacted. And I get having a backup and having a succession plan, but when you bring in a Kirk Cousins, damn it, you go out there and you try to win now. You try to win today. Give Cousins the weapons that will help him succeed. That's what they didn't do. And if I were Kirk Cousins, I would feel slighted. He was actually at the draft party yesterday. He was signing autographs, and they had to pull him off the stage and give him a heads up as to what was going on in the midst of them drafting Michael Penix Jr. Welcome to Atlanta, Kirk Cousins. The honeymoon is over. The love is gone. This man was throwing out the first pitch at a Braves game the other day. If I was Kirk Cousins, if they called me tomorrow and said, hey, Kirk, we need you to kiss babies at a hospital, he would normally say, yes, I got it. I think Kirk Cousins at this point is telling you, man, screw them babies. Like, I'm not doing this. This is how you treat me. I just got here. You're already spitting in my face. Head coach Raheem Morris, he's back. He talked about Michael Penix Jr. being the man in the long term, but then also trying to win in the short term with Kirk.
When you get Kirk Cousins and you talk about short-term winning, you talk about winning right now, which we know we're going to be in position to do, which we want to be in position to do, we won't have the ability to be picking this high again with the guy that we got. And these guys go off the board pretty quickly. And we thought it would be important for us to address our future quarterback right now while we're picking this low. The Green Bay model was something that we talked about, and it's been proven to be right last year. So hopefully we'll be right with them.
Overreaction, overreaction, overreaction. Stop it. Like, why are you thinking? See, here's the thing. You got to think about sucking if you're thinking about the quarterback. And yes, Kirk Cousins is coming off of the injury and he could step on a blade of grass and blow out his leg completely. I get it. But if you felt that uncomfortable with what the future was going to be, then don't pay him. Get another younger guy in. Just bring in Justin Fields and call it a day. But you're paying Kirk Cousins and you're shell-shocked so you can have your next quarterback of the future? You don't feel Kirk Cousins is going to live up to all 4 years of his contract? You're going to dump him before that? Like, come on. You're going to have to make decisions on Michael Penix Jr. So there's an expectation that you see him at some point over the next couple of years because you got to say, hey, am I extending him 4 years? Am I picking up his fifth-year option? And you can't do that unless he plays. And the whole Green Bay model, the Packers had a Hall of Fame quarterback. You had ass. Kirk Cousins hasn't thrown a ball yet. Who are we fooling? Stop it. The Packers, unique situation. They went from Brett Favre. Aaron Rodgers had to sit behind him to Jordan Love. Love had to sit behind them. Come on. You're using them as the example? Here's the difference. They won. Yeah, they don't have a winning season, didn't have one every single year, but they were competing for Super Bowls and playoffs. They had Hall of Fame quarterbacks. You did not. You went for Matt Ryan. You tried to get a pervert in Deshaun Watson. Matt Ryan's feelings got hurt that you tried to bring him in. Matt Ryan's like, I'm out of here. Deshaun Watson took the money from the Browns because the Browns were dumb enough to pay him. And then you're left with Ritter and Heinicke. This is what you call a massive overreaction. It's like a wounded animal. You done beat me enough, now I'm going to strike back. I'm going to overreact. I'm going to maul you. This was so unnecessary. And you heard what Raheem Morris said. Well, during Super Bowl week, shout-outs to Zach Gelb, right here on the Infinity Sports Network, he was out at the Super Bowl, and he spoke to Arthur Blank, who basically owns the city of Atlanta here. He got a hospital. He got a lot of nice things going on. But he pretty much said, yeah, we got to think about the quarterback in the future, too. Listen to this.
I mean, that's really what you want. That's really the kind of franchise transitions you want to see. It's not easy to do. They've obviously done in Green Bay. They drafted Jordan Love early, kept him on the bench for a while, played Von Aaron. Aaron moved on. Jordan stepped up this year, played at a high level. So you're looking for a long-term solution.
Yeah.
Sometimes in a long-term solution, you have to have an interim solution, too. So you got to do sometimes a mixture of both. But ideally, long-term, you're looking for that franchise quarterback.
Oh, man, ideally, you're looking for that franchise. Well, you got Kirk Cousins. And when you think about somebody succeeding someone else, you want the team to succeed first. Have some success. The Falcons immediately went to, hey, we got Kirk Cousins, and then we got the guy after him. How the hell do you know Kirk Cousins still won't be throwing 40 touchdowns when he's 40? What happens then? You're just going to say, all right, bye? Then you're left with a less angry Aaron Rodgers. Even though do you think Hickey? No, hell no. Kirk Cousins probably thinks that Aaron Rodgers is a loon, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, he's out there on his own.
If you ask Kirk Cousins, hey, Kirk, what do you really feel about Aaron Rodgers? He'd roll his eyes, right?
I would believe so. They could not see him like two more polar opposite people.
Yeah, what would they talk about?
I mean, outside of maybe quarterback, I have no idea. I don't know what else they have in common.
You put Kirk Cousins in a room and Aaron Rodgers, and Kirk says, hey, you want to come to church with me on Sunday? And Aaron Rodgers, what does he ask him in return? He just says, you want to read a book? I mean, what is it? You want to go into a hole with me? Like, what do they have in common?
I mean, I'm sure Aaron Rodgers would maybe question Kirk's faith. And let's open up a discussion.
He would, right? Let me tell you about this Bible verse right here. He would. He would. Robert F. Kennedy told me in Galatians. Yeah, he would. Hey, that Aaron Rodgers is he's a trip. Oh, by the way, I did see him on Pat McAfee last night, and he was bigging up the selection of Fashanu at offensive line. And so Aaron Rodgers happy that he has someone to protect him. So maybe his Achilles will stay intact this upcoming season. And, hey, just sorry. What else is there to say? Sorry to all the Falcons fans. And this has nothing to do with Michael Penix Jr. and him not being a good quarterback. And he could be a great starter in the league. And look, maybe Kirk Cousins goes down like Aaron Rodgers. I hope it doesn't happen. Don't wish injury on anybody. But maybe Michael Penix has to play sooner than later. And there's going to be a lot of people who go, see, I told you so. See, I told you. This move is still stupid. This is a desperation move. This is a sad person's move. And it might work out. Or it might be a disaster. It's something that the Falcons are used to. They can't walk in a straight line. They can't chew gum and walk at the same time. They can't think straight. You give the Falcons a multiple choice test, A, B, C, or D, they are writing in E. That's how bad they are, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. You got any questions on the draft? You have any thoughts, any ideas? I think the draft has been pretty good. We haven't seen a whole lot of massive trades. We haven't seen any players get traded. Brandon Ayuk hasn't left. Debo Samuel hasn't left. This has been a pretty straightforward draft, and it's been a fun watch. I'm going to take your calls on the other side. And speaking about a disaster, bad decisions, it's not just the Falcons. While we were on the air last night, the Los Angeles Lakers, man, their season is just about done. I know LeBron James is a billionaire, probably snap his fingers and have a vacation in front of him. he might have that lined up already. We'll hear from LeBron, we'll talk to you, talk more football. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SMOOTH at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SMOOTH. Enjoy.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Getting you all set and ready for the weekend. We got more picks for the NFL draft all day tomorrow. You can sit around and watch them all. Got playoff action. NHL Stanley Cup playoffs act. We got everything. Right before we went to break, I told you about the Lakers. They look like a bunch of losers right now. We'll hear an explanation, I guess somewhat of an explanation, from LeBron James in a few minutes. But because this is the weekend, I want to give you a preview. Give you a preview of a few things, okay? Because Wendy's, their new Cinnabon Pull-Apart, is here to satisfy your sweet morning cravings. You can't wait for the morning. Get your day off to a sweet start with Cinnabon Pull-Apart, only at participating U.S. Wendy's. And this week, the NASCAR Cup Series, it heads to Dover for the Worth 400 on Sunday. Martin Truex Jr. looks to defend last year's victory at the Monster Mile. Yes, folks, the weekend is upon us. You don't have to wait too much longer. Now, if you are the Los Angeles Lakers, you may not be ready for the weekend because the Lakers are facing elimination tomorrow night at home in Los Angeles because last night they lost to the Denver Nuggets, the final score 112-105. The Los Angeles Lakers are now in an 0-3 hole here as they try to avoid getting swept again by the Denver Nuggets. Anthony Davis had 33 points and 15 rebounds. LeBron James had 26 points. Austin Reeves had 22. D'Angelo Russell had a grand total of 0 points. 0 of 7 from the field, 0 of 6 from deep. He is having himself a crap series. There's no other way to describe it. I mean, in the first game, 13 points. Second game, 23. He comes back again, has another crap game. Inconsistency at its finest. I don't think I've seen D'Angelo Russell be consistent since he was at Ohio State. That's just the facts. And so LeBron James has no help. The team looks pitiful. Nobody else is showing up. The Denver Nuggets are getting ready to get them the hell up one out of here. Nikola Jokic had another monster game, 24 points, 15 rebounds, 9 assists. They got no answer for him. None. Anthony Davis, why don't they put me in Defensive Player of the Year conversation? Why don't do? Well, win a game, bro. That's it. Help slow down Jokic. Didn't happen. And LeBron James on the verge of elimination again. In no means, or excuse me, in no mood to talk. LeBron James, he was asked about whether or not this moment was too big for his teammates. Was this too big for D'Angelo Russell? Too big for Hachimura? And LeBron James, this is like moments like what we doing ain't that complicated.
We know what it takes to win a championship and how, you know, damn near perfect you got to be. That's not like something that's so crazy to obtain. I've been a part of it 4 times where you have to have almost perfect basketball to win, you know, and I've done it with him. So I'm not a guy that you should ask that, because I don't feel a way about anybody that don't want to strive to be as close to perfect as possible. And it's just basketball. At the end of the day, it's just basketball.
Oh, okay. Now, Hickey, I think a lot of people took his words the wrong way. Like, I think there were folks who listened to his words and just had to say, oh, LeBron James is saying that, oh, the game and losing doesn't matter. I think what he was trying to say was, hey, why are people going to feel the pressure? We're just out there playing a kid's game. Yeah, it's tough, but, you know, it's not life or death. Nobody's holding a gun to my head. It's just basketball. Did you interpret it that way, or is this another LeBron deflection?
I think it's more frustration in, like, LeBron does do this in a way when he kind of knows things are over. That not that he's pointing the finger at anyone else, but it's like, don't ask me that question. Like, we didn't include it just because the clip was too long, but he's like, basically ask the other guys if the moment's too big for him, sort of thing, where in a way, like, he's not throwing his teammates under the bus, but he's not exactly diminishing the question and throwing them under the bus directly. It's kind of like subtly. That's at least how I interpreted it, where his answer is kind of more like, well, I've done it. Don't ask me. But at the same time, like, it is, you know, I think he's trying to cope with the end again and frustration of losing to the Nuggets, what is going to be 12 straight times after tomorrow. And he's trying, I think, the best to bite his tongue, but it's not working.
The Lakers are not going to get one victory. I'll give them a victory tomorrow. They're going to
really?
They're going to get swept.
Oh, they're getting swept. They got no chance tomorrow.
People are going to take a dump on LeBron. It's not his fault. He's old. This is not LeBron from Miami. This is like, he's still good, but he cannot, you know, he's not in like his Giannis level prime. He's not, he don't got that in him anymore. He can do it in bursts, but it sucks because I want to see LeBron James back in big moments. And this team don't have quote unquote dogs. There's no Caruso. That doesn't have an element of being fearless. D'Angelo Russell, he's soft. He is. I mean, every now and then he'll hit a big shot, but if he's not hitting a big shot, he's doing nothing. And so there's no consistency. I mean, Kentavious Caldwell Pope was on the Los Angeles Lakers when they won that championship a few years ago, and now he's over here playing on the Denver Nuggets. I don't know what the Lakers can do in the offseason to add some dog, add some bite to the team. They need some players that are just going to go get it. And I mean, they had one last year in Russell Westbrook before they said, no, you ain't the answer. They just need some dudes out there who are just absolutely fearless. And LeBron James, Hickey, you said it. He may not want to say it publicly. It's probably not going to do him any good to say it publicly. The moment is too big for a lot of these guys. And I think even in the case of Anthony Davis, he goes on stretches. It don't matter how many points he puts up. Just please, man, do it consistently. He's falling asleep at the wheel too often. And the Lakers are going to be done? What do they do, bring in Trae Young? Is he going to add dog to the team? He add some offense. That'll be nice. He'd be an improvement over D'Angelo Russell. But at this point, who the hell is even going to want him? Who's trading for him as their starting point guard to help them win? Answer's nobody. Pretty sad. Lakers about to get the boot out of the postseason. Meanwhile, in Detroit, Michigan, the New York Jets are on the clock at pick number 65. We have moved, and moved so damn fast. The NFL draft is getting ready to start its third round. Hickey, if only we had moved this fast yesterday, we'd be done at what time? 9 o'clock? 10?
I was going to say, the second round, honestly, might be my favorite because it's still big-name players and still players that will be on your team's roster. But there, I mean, there's what, 2 minutes? 3 minutes between picks? It's almost like rapid fire. Boom, boom. One guy's off the stage, the next guy's on. I love this pace.
Yeah, and there's still a good amount of fans out in Detroit. I was going to say they need to get home safely before it got too late, but there's still a good amount of fans there. As Braylon Edwards, how many years did he have with the Jets? Like 3 years?
But hey, they were at least in two of them, two of the best 3 years the Jets have had in your lifetime.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That Mark Sanchez to Braylon Edwards connection was, it was absolutely amazing. I have fond memories.
You going to tell your kids about growing up watching that one?
Oh, yeah, I saw Mark Sanchez throw the ball. And who's the white guy from Denver that was there, too? What was his name? He has all these kids now. Oh, man, he was there, too. Can't remember his name.
The receiver?
Yeah, he was a receiver. The Jets picked Malachi Corley out of Western Kentucky.
Oh, Eric Decker.
Yes, Eric Decker from the Broncos. Yeah.
And Santonio Holmes before that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. These were fond memories. As Mark Sanchez leading the Jets to AFC championship games while eating hot dogs on the sidelines. And we got Marco Belletti here with us. Hey, Marco, we didn't talk yesterday because, well, the draft was going on, right?
Yeah, I pretty much got the boot. That's all right. It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah, well, now you're here now. Any draft impressions over the first 2 days?
Yeah, what the hell are the Falcons doing? I'm lost.
They're stupid.
I'm lost by this pick for a couple of reasons. And the biggest one is this, and not to get into a whole bunch of stuff, but it's as simple as this. I'm okay with drafting a quarterback of the future. I don't think that's the worst thing you can do. It doesn't always have to be you have to win now. But when you sign a player in the offseason and you give him $180 million and you say, here are the keys to my franchise, we haven't had a quarterback in years, we're giving it to you, you can't draft his successor before he puts the uniform on. You set yourself up for all kinds of failure. The locker room, constant questioning through everything, and the guy himself, who that ink has barely dried, looking around and going, what the hell just happened? What are we doing? That's just an awful job by the Falcons. Awful.
Yeah. Yeah, you're 100% correct. I can't argue with you. I mean, I'm living it here in Georgia right now.
And Penix could be the next great quarterback. That's a separate conversation, though. Like, when Jordan Love got drafted by the Packers, I was surprised, but I understood it. It was the idea that, look, the guy fell a little bit. We're at the bottom of the first round. He's got the talent. We think he can be the quarterback in a couple of years. I know Rodgers needs help now. We're a step away from the Super Bowl, but this is too big to pass up. I don't have to agree with you, but I understand the logic. You cannot sign a guy, and before he even puts on the uniform, you've already got the guy that's replacing him. You set yourself up for all kinds of failure. All questions abound. Every time Kirk Cousins is going to throw a pick this year, well, are they going to go to Penix? It's the dumbest thing you can do. It really is.
Well, this is like getting married, and then 2 weeks later finding a girlfriend on the side just in case.
It might even be on the honeymoon. You haven't even got home yet. You didn't even open up the apartment that you just bought. Like, oh, what? Wow. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, some people like to have, what's the expression? You keep one in the chamber, and where do you keep the other one at? I don't know.
Yeah, man, I'm leaving that alone.
Yeah, I'll leave it alone, too. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Anyway, thank you to the Atlanta Falcons for providing us comedy and content. And this draft has been too even. It's been too straight. There hasn't been anything ridiculously wild that's happened. I mean, outside of the Buffalo Bills trading down and the Falcons drafting a quarterback that is not necessary right now. This draft has been pretty straight. So thank you to the Atlanta Falcons for keeping things, dare I say, interesting. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. Speaking of interesting, Roger Goodell has an interesting concept that he wants to bring to the NFL that involves expansion of the season. Interesting. We'll hear from Goodell on the other side of the break. Plus, of course, I'm going to tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. If you've been gone all day, out to lunch, today is April 26th. Don't move. We got that on the other side.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. I'm only here with you for a few more minutes, and then I got to run and shut up, okay? Don't worry. I'll be back on Monday, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Tomorrow, by the way, as I always am, I'll be making my way up to New York to hang out with the wonderful people in New York City on WFAN. I start at 2 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. So if you want more JR and you want to hear me talk to crazy New Yorkers, you can do so. Shout outs to all my people listening in New York. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app. WFAN, New York City. I start tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern. You know, before we get out of here and before I share with you a few of the things that went on this day in sports history, I'm probably going to have to dive deeper into this next week. Roger Goodell, in speaking to the media today after round one of the NFL draft, round three is going on right now. Roger Goodell sat down with Pat McAfee's show, and he gave us a little preview as to what he is looking to do when it comes to extending, elongating the NFL season. Listen to this.
The reality is, I think I'd rather replace a preseason game with a regular season any day. That's just picking quality, right? So if we got to 18-2, that's not an unreasonable thing. The other thing it does, which I thought you were going to, is that ends up on President's Day weekend, which is a three-day weekend, which makes the Sunday night, and then you have Monday off. So that's...
Wow.
Now we're cooking.
All right, we don't got time to get into that now. We touched upon it a little bit earlier on the show with Randy McMichael, former NFL player. We know they're all about the money. They do not give a damn about player safety. If they can roll you out there in an 18-game season and have you play two-hand touch, then that's exactly what they will do. We'll get into that more so next week. You know what? Let's hit the phone lines. Let's get a call in, and then we'll talk about quite a few things that took place this day in sports history. But right now, Brandon is here from Alabama. You are on the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, JR. Thank you so much for taking my call. I am a Falcons fan, and I have to disagree with taking Penix as a draft pick based on Kirk Cousins having the $100 million deal. I mean, if you look at it, it's almost kind of like the Jordan Love, where he got drafted, he sat behind Aaron Rodgers, and now look where he's at. So I kind of see it from a different aspect of, yeah, you spend a higher draft pick, you're going to pay, the higher money for that rookie contract, but he's going to be able to sit beside a solid quarterback. I mean, I'm not saying he's the greatest, and I'm not saying that he's going to be the greatest, but at least it's a solid quarterback. And that maybe be the option. Now, being an Alabama fan,
There's a difference here. And I had mentioned this earlier in the show. I don't know if you were tuned in.
I was sorry.
Yeah, the Green Bay Packers were winners. They are winners. Aaron Rodgers was there. He was firmly entrenched for years as their quarterback. He also had to, quote-unquote, buy his time behind Brett Favre. The difference between what took place with the Packers and what's going on with the Falcons now is Kirk Cousins just showed up. You know, it's not like he has been here. It's not like he was here. He just got here, and they are already pulling in his replacement. I can also look at Aaron Rodgers and say, this is someone who's been through the fire, whether good or bad, has been to the top of the mountain, has been at the bottom, has been ripped apart and just ripped to shreds. He's been through it all, and he's going into the Hall of Fame. That's not the case with Kirk Cousins, who, quote-unquote, I'll say it again, just got here. There's nothing wrong with having a contingency plan, a break glass in case of an emergency, but this seems to be a little bit more of an overreaction based on what their quarterback issues have been and how they have mishandled them over the past few years. They've mishandled them so bad over the past few years that now they are overcorrecting by drafting Penix. Could this work out? Yes, it could work out. Was it necessary? No, it wasn't. There were better options to go ahead to win now while still looking into the future. When you have to approach your team and say, man, we suck so bad, we don't want to suck again, that's a loser mentality. Finally, get into a place of winning and build off of the positive energy that you created by bringing in a Kirk Cousins. Everybody and everything is a risk. He can go out there and rip his other leg to shreds. But you know what? Now you got him in a room with a guy basically saying, hey, this dude is going to take your job, and he may do it sooner than later. Not necessarily the environment that I want to create. I understand what you're saying, Brandon, and it may work out with Penix. It may work out for the Falcons, but it is certainly risky as hell for a team that is trying to win now. Thank you so much for calling from Alabama. But right now, this minute, this second, it's time to take a look at quite a few things that happened this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Yeah, it's time for this day in sports history. April 26th. Let's go back to 1966. Because a man named Red Auerbach, he decided to retire after winning his ninth championship with the Boston Celtics. They beat the Lakers in seven games. Let's take a listen to this, courtesy of the NBA.
Well, suddenly the Lakers have a chance. Now it goes into Ellis. A quick jump shot. Ellis is good. 4 seconds left, and the lead is down to 2 points. All right, Casey with the ball. Gets surrounded. 1 second.
That's it. It's all over. It's all over. That's the final score. The Boston Celtics beat the Los Angeles Lakers 95-93.
Yeah, how about that? Wild stuff. Boston Celtics, they might be on their way to another championship right now. You never know. Anyway, we got it. We're short on time. There's so much going on. People wanted to complain about Penix, or at least express their desire so much. Let me get these in here rather quickly. John Elway was drafted by the Colts. Yes, the Colts. He was later traded to Denver. That took place in 1983. 83 draft also included Jim Kelly and Mr. Marino. If we fast forward to 2012, Andrew Luck, he was also selected by the Colts of Indianapolis back in 2012. We know Andrew Luck is now teaching high school and football and getting degrees. No longer a peeing blood after a game's playing for the Colts. Hickey remembers that. And Baker Mayfield, drafted in 2018 by the Browns, now playing quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Did all that winning for the Browns help them go back to the postseason? And they said, no, thank you. We want to get the pervert in here to play at quarterback. Anyway, Hickey, it's been a fun couple of days, man.
This has both felt like the longest 2 days and the fastest 2 days, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, well, time flies when you're having fun, right?
It does. And a little extra bonus time yesterday, too, which is nice. And yeah, nice little rest of the weekend, draft, playoffs. It's going to be a fun weekend.
Yeah, 6 hours yesterday, 4 hours today. I got to do 4.5 hours of radio tomorrow. What are they doing to me? Do I need to quit?
Man, you're the opposite of Kawhi Leonard. No load management for you.
No load management. I got to get it. I hope you get it too, Hickey. Have a wonderful weekend. When is your show, man?
Sunday night, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Tune in. Let's go.
Yeah, you did. You heard what he said. Tune in to Hickey over the weekend. And me, I'm just here all over the place. Follow me at JR Sport Brief. Don't move. Infinity Sports Network, Bart Winkler coming up next. Y'all be smooth, be cool, be well. The JR Sport Brief show is done.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.